9, smartphone, DSTV channel 856, and on 92.7 and 106 FM.
This is 702.
Be financially smart. It's not how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Brought to you by F&B. How can we help you? Hashtag be financially smart.
It's now 25 minutes to 3 o'clock, and it's a date every Monday with Eunice Sibiya. As we come to the end of the year and we talk being financially smart, brought to you by F&B. Now, this is the time of the year where most of us have been waiting for. We want to go off and have a break, a restful period. But it's also an opportunity for us to stop and look back on the year. Are you satisfied with the way in which you managed your money this year? Did you manage your money properly in 2017? Now, if you're not 100% satisfied with the amount of money you spent and saved in 2017, then I think this is a conversation for you so that we move into 2018 doing things differently. So in studio is Eunice Sibiya from F&B. We're talking being financially smart, and we're going to look at smart transacting techniques that will help us to build our wealth, those that we can implement today and really turn our focus on building our wealth in 2018 and beyond. Good afternoon, Eunice.
Afternoon, Azania. Afternoon to the listeners.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. You said it all in your opening.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's scary to think that the 1st of December is what? Only 3 days ago?
Oh.
3-4 days ago? ahead?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Only before the end of the week, we'll be saying it's December.
Mm.
That tells you the year is gone.
Just now we were making resolutions about our goals and
Thank
what we want to
you.
Achieve financially.
And how far did we go with those, I wonder?
That's the big question.
It is, yeah. I think for most people, they just ended on the piece of paper they were written on, if they were written down.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the problems. We dream, we wish, we aspire, and it just gets fizzled out in just some way.
Yes.
So that's what we need to talk about today, but particularly focusing on the way we transact and focusing on the amount of money we have. What is it that we do with our money? So this is the time of year when temptation on spending is the most powerful.
Yeah.
It's the silly season because we do silly stuff. Just the other day, it was Black Friday, Black Long Weekend. I shudder to think what people did with their money.
What they're waking up to today.
I tell you.
That bank statement.
Bank statement and boxes of stuff in the house. And you look at the boxes, you look at the bank statement, you're like, what did I do?
Yeah.
For those that didn't plan. I hope some of them were very smart and they planned and they got exactly what they were looking for, mm-hmm. which was a bargain. And I think that's the back. Well, let me not go into that because there's another historic element to it that's not so nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, sadly, back to the topic, for most people, this time of year, financial management flies out the window. We get consumed in the festivities. We get consumed in the hype. We get excited for the break off work, those that are taking leave. But most importantly, those that are receiving 13th check and bonuses, and those that have been putting money away, maybe in a stock fell or group saving, or you've been saving for yourself, those monies are coming out.
Mm.
You are already rubbing your hands, like excited.
With glee, with plans.
Born. Mm. But have you got a solid plan? What are you going to do with your money?
Mm.
If I can just throw in some stats and say, only 6% of South Africans will retire comfortably.
Mm.
One of seven South Africans live extremely in extreme poverty.
Mm.
And in June this year, 2017, unemployment hit a 14-year high of around 30%.
Mm.
With these stats in mind, we need to really sit down and husa. We need to ponder. We really need to sober up and digest these figures. Where do I sit in this space?
Right.
What does this mean to me? How is it going to affect me, or maybe already affecting me? So when we take a closer look at these numbers, they project they should raise a major concern.
Yeah.
We are in financial dire straits. That is a fact. But what does it mean? We cannot continue as if it's business as usual. These numbers are going up, meaning we need to take a serious step change. So what many of us don't realize is that the spending decisions we make today will set us up for failure if we don't sit down and monitor and plan exactly how to spend wisely.
Mm.
We work hard for our money. Can it work for us? Can it work hard for us? And we are in control of that. We just need to implement very smart techniques. They're not complicated. They're simple. We just need to know what they are. Yes. And at times, I think for most people, we do know them. It's just that we lack the discipline to implement and follow through.
Right. So that's important, right? To understand why we failed.
Yes.
Why
yes.
we didn't achieve what we wanted yeah. to achieve.
And it's also not rocket science. We just need that meeting that I always talk about. You know that meeting with self?
Yes.
With those bank statements, with that glass of water and some tissues. That meeting is very important because it's in that meeting, only if you're honest, where you will actually pinpoint your own its mistakes, carelessness, lack of discipline, whatever it's going to come out. Pinpoint, acknowledge, then decide what changes need to be implemented.
Right. So what should we be doing then with our personal finances to start building wealth? We are having the meeting with our bank statements, with the tissues and the water.
Yes, H2O water.
We've set the room, we've set the table then.
This is what we need to do. Firstly, I want to say, I know that facing the reality about finances is something most of us dread because it's painful. It's not a nice picture. We know we're not going to see a nice picture. It's very personal. It's very intimidating for some people. Mm. And we want to shy away. We want to choose to shy away.
Avoid.
We avoid, and procrastinate. But this is why we look the way we do, because we don't want to hold the bull by its horns, you know. So I really encourage everyone out there to say, let us have the meeting, because the meeting will tell you how bad, really bad the situation is. Or maybe it's not that bad, but you don't know until you've had that meeting. Mm-hmm. But we also need to take stock of the situation. Until we do that, we can't take positive action. So we could end up paying off creditors for the rest of our lives because that's what we know. That's what we've been doing. But this opportunity gives us, I think this meeting would give us an opportunity to adopt smarter transacting techniques, tongue twister there, smarter transacting techniques. That's what I want to talk about, so that we have proper and smarter money management decisions and get ourselves back into position where, you know, we can start building wealth and not wasting our money. We need to start tracking our spend.
Absolutely. But we also want to take your calls about building wealth. You know, what are you doing to build wealth? What do you say? What would you say about the ways of going about building wealth? How are you going about it? On 011-883-0702. Now, Eunice, what are some of the transacting techniques we must implement in our daily lives?
You know, Azania, when it comes to transacting, most of us don't really grasp the true power of our spending.
Mm-hmm.
The impact of you know, our buying power, the saving and investing decisions that we should be making. We take that very lightly. Every cent that we handle, we should be directing where it's going and what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
It should work for us. So to get ourselves, you know, on the road to building wealth, we should reduce our debt. That's number one. And actually start increasing, you know, saving and investing, so that we start going, you know, the direction towards wealth. Everyone is talking about wealth. How do we get to the road to wealth? We need to adjust the way we transition. But in that meeting, some of these points can come out. What does money do to your emotions? What does money do to you? The lack of it when you're broke, and like now in December when you have quite a bit of it.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? How is your attitude towards that? Do you get all goosebumpy and glitzy and everything because you have money? When you are broke, you're all moody and banking work and doing so all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the relationship with money that we need to interrogate. Is it healthy? Is it a healthy relationship?
Right.
So it's those points that we need to actually master. But I do have some points that I would like to share with the listeners in terms of where to start.
Right. Now, we'll get to those points on how to transact in a smart way in order to build wealth. But we did a poll earlier on, and the question we asked was, if you look back on the year, are you satisfied with the way you managed your money in 2017? Hashtag be financially smart. It is on the 702 handle. And lots of you responded to this as well. Rangwane says, nope, but I did much more better than last year, but I shouldn't celebrate just yet. The year hasn't come to an end. So somewhat happy, not entirely. And I will share some of those results after the break, but we're also taking your calls on 011-883-0702. Let's start with you, Tapelo, calling from Soweto on this question. Good afternoon. Hi, Tapelo.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, and you?
I'm good, Azania. I want to comment about the patterns of spending and the attitude towards money.
Yes.
I'm in the health industry, and I knew nothing about the finances in terms of economic, basic economic weights. And after I've registered now, I'm a third-year student at VSPUPCOM. Oh. I realized the differences between knowing that you have to invest, reduce debt, all those things that we get taught. But I found out that knowing the basic terms, like what is interest rate, what does it mean when I'm charged 18% rather than 12%? Mm-hmm. What are the implications? Simple things that most of the financial industry companies, they actually take for granted or assume that clients already know.
Mm.
Or rather, maybe they exploit that situation.
Lack of
where
knowledge.
They know. Yes.
Right.
So I always advise my colleagues that you need to know the basics. Let's start with the basics. Yes, you must reduce your debt. Yes, you must invest. Yes, you must save. But know the implications, set financial goals, and know that I'm saving for the for this year, December, I'd want to perhaps register at school or mm-hmm. for if you can. You have to be to have a financial goal, and then try to have a budget, personal budget. It turned my life around, honestly. I was deep in debt.
Oh, wow.
And just a simple budgeting took me out of it.
Oh, incredible.
In terms of economics.
Yes. Thank you very much for that call. So uplifting and empowering.
Beautiful.
That
beautiful.
You must acquaint yourself, get the knowledge mm-hmm. that you need, start mm-hmm. with the basic terms so that you know what people are talking about, mm-hmm. What you are interacting with, because these are it's your interest, right? It's your bank account. It's your investment, and it works in a particular
money.
Way.
Yeah. So true to Thapelo, and most of these points that he mentioned is what we always are talking about, that we shouldn't take it as it's a complicated exercise. And I mentioned earlier that we shy away from it. We are very intimidated because we think it's too complex. That is why we try to break it down on this program to say actually everyone can do it. A grant recipient can do it, a learner can do it, and every folk out there can do it.
Yeah.
Let's start with the simple stuff, and then the complicated stuff will start making sense.
Mm. Now, the results of that poll, if you look back on the year, are you satisfied with the way you managed your money in 2017? Right, 17% said, yes, was that 2018? Halala,
yeah.
Good for you. And then 33%, no, but better than before. And then 50% said definitely not, definitely not happy or satisfied about the way they managed their money in 2017. So let's see if we get a different result out of 2018. After the break, we're going to look at more of Eunice's tips on how to transact in a smart way that allows you to build wealth.
Be financially smart. It's not how much money you make. It's what you do with it. Brought to you by FNB. How can we help you? Hashtag be financially smart.
And Eunice Sibiya joins us in studio as I shared the results of the poll that we ran earlier in light of today's conversation. Karabo says, oh my word, I got a little black book where I write down everything I spend. It's so hectic, but it's incredible. And it's this thing that you do, Radio 702, on your show. Thank you, she says. Thank you for the feedback, Karabo. That's incredible. It must be hectic, but it must also give you a good picture of your finances and how you're running them. And then SMS says, Azza, I've managed to save about 3,000 rand from the second half of the year. It's a small amount, but I'm very proud that I could put away something. So off to a great start. Congratulations to you. Now, Eunice, what are some of that advice, those tips around transacting in a smart way?
I like these comments. They're really so rewarding and comforting that at least there are people out there who have gotten the grasp to say,
benefiting.
I need to start somewhere and I'm going to be disciplined. And here they are seeing the results.
Mm.
It is beautiful. All of us can do this. So the tips that I want to share, and like I said, we know them. We just need to be aware, write them down, and start implementing.
Right.
Number one, let us get into the habit of automating our transactions. What do I mean by this? Batung, cash handling is expensive. Cash handling is risky, particularly this time of year.
Right.
So do not go to the ATM and withdraw large sums of money, let alone going inside the bank over the counter to withdraw large sums of money. It is expensive. It's time consuming. It's risky. Automate wherever you're going, whether you're making a purchase or you're paying something, swipe. Let's swipe. The money is in the account already. So do not disturb the system. You know, do not disturb the system.
Right.
Swipe, Bank online, do your stuff online, have scheduled payments. You know what you need to pay by what date. Particularly now we're going on holiday. Mm. You need to pay mhlambe auntie, you need to pay
extra, yeah,
extra for somebody, those bonuses, your gardener, rent and whatever. And maybe month end comes when you're on holiday or you're not here. Schedule those payments so that they come off automatically. And wherever you are, you're good because you know the transactions
peace,
are happening.
You have peace.
You have peace and you just monitor your SMSs. Mm-hmm. So take control and reduce your debt and increase your savings effectively. So when you are in charge, it gives you the opportunity to be in control. Mm-hmm. Number two, save your spare change.
Oh, we've looked at this facility, right?
Save your spare change. And we always get such beautiful comments on this, Azania, because whenever you swipe at the till, you round off the purchase. So if it's 368 rand, the system will round off the balance.
Yeah, to the closest cent exactly. Or rand or 100.
You decide, closest 10 rand, closest 50, closest 100, and then the change gets thrown into your bank, your change account. Come end of the year, you have a lump sum sitting there waiting for you.
Nice.
Without any effort, without any sweat from you, you just activate the system and it's there. It happens each time you make a purchase or a payment. Mm. It's one way of saving money for you because most people say, it's difficult, I forget, I'm not disciplined, I never have the money. So let's find opportunities to save the
and
change.
That's a great
let's
way.
Start with the change.
Yeah.
You know, this service is free. Well, I'm talking on behalf of F&B, I don't know, other institutions. So we really have no reason why we shouldn't do it. It is beautiful.
Hmm.
I know of people that will be buying their flight tickets and accommodation and everything, they pay from this money.
With change.
School fees and stuff
look
come from the change.
Look
yes. Yeah. You round it up the whole year, don't disturb it, it will come in handy.
Hmm.
Point number three, or tip number three, track your spending closely every month. It talks to Karabo with her budgeting. It talks to Tapelo's call with his budgeting. We really need to know where our money goes to. We cannot afford to have our money just, you know, running like running yeah. water, disappearing, and you have no control. And by the time you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm short.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Maybe I didn't pay this. No, we need to take control of our payment. Mm-hmm. So it's impossible to build wealth when we are spending more than what we earn. And we are reckless with our spending and we're not keeping track. So we need to cut down on unnecessary spending and maximize our monthly income for better wealth building and better results. So we need to be in the discipline of keeping track
right.
of our spending income and expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Point number four, put a solid debt reduction plan in place. The most of us, we do have debt of some nature, some more than others.
Yeah.
Some have smaller nyana debts, lots, and bigger debts. By bigger debts, I'll be talking about business loans, home loans, vehicle finance, and maybe larger personal loans. What are you planning to do with your loans? Mm-hmm. Credit card, clothing accounts, store cards, overdrafts, those are all debts.
Yeah.
We have easy access to these facilities and we think, you know, it's our money. For some people, it's like top up to your salary. No, it's all debt. It's all debt.
I like that. It's not a top up to your salary.
It
it's not your money.
It's not your money. That's why you need to pay it back every month. Therefore, you need to be smart how you use it because it's not yours.
Yeah.
You need to pay it back.
Yeah.
So how do we manage these? How much of these do you have? Is your credit card maxed already? Hmm. How are you planning to pay it back? Your overdraft maxed? Your personal loans, your vehicle finance, your home loan? Are you up to date? Or at least pay in advance. What is it that we're planning to do with bonus? We have a beautiful topic, I think next week, if not the following week, just about the bonus,
okay.
How we need, you know, we need to spend it. We're going to be talking about that. But under having a solid debt solid plan for debt reduction, don't miss out any payments. Strive not to. If you have in the past, pay up those areas and remain on time at least. Be on time.
Mm.
Don't have any arrears. Increase your payments where you can.
Mm.
The bonus, the 13th check, the Stokvel money allows you to do that and remain in advance. Those that you can pay off, squash them.
Mm.
But then don't go and reopen them.
Yes.
If you've closed the clothing account, it won't be smart to go and reopen because now we are on a debt reduction mzabalazo here, you know? Mm. English disappeared there and Mzabalazo just came. We're on a debt reduction mission.
So that we can direct it towards investment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because another, the flip side to the coin, as Anay said, because we are so over indebted, we never can save. So if we squash off debt, we then release money to start saving. So you'll find that by snowballing your payments, paying extra, the debt will be settled quicker. You save on interest because remember, every debt, you're charged interest.
Yeah.
So once the debts are paid, take all the money that you are allocating to your debts and then start putting away for saving and investing.
Mm.
It all comes to benefit you.
Absolutely. Those are fantastic tips, Eunice. But it's time for us now to do our competition. As we always conclude with the competition, you could stand a chance of winning 5,000 Rand. And to enter the competition, you must be 18 years or older, a South African citizen, but you don't need to be an FNB client. And to qualify for the monthly draw, you need to tune in every week and answer the questions correctly. Just dial *120*387# and follow the prompts. And the Be Financially Smart team will announce the winner during the first week of every month. So we'll be doing that next week. Now, for more information on how to enter, you can visit Be Financially Smart on their Facebook page and search for @BFS Education, because there are terms and conditions that apply. So Eunice, what is this week's question?
Easy as always. It goes, 94% of South Africans will not be able to maintain their lifestyle comfortably in retirement. Is this true or is it false?
You're right. 94%
of South Africans will not be able to maintain their lifestyle comfortably in retirement. True or false?
Mm. So to stand a chance to win 5,000 Rand, answer that question, dial *120*387# and simply follow the prompts. But you need to enter every week in order to qualify. So make sure you tune in again next week. Eunice, thank you very, very much. We're fresh out of time, but we'll be together again next week.
We'll be together next week. We're talking about how we should be budgeting for our bonus in December.
There,
I think it's
going
to be an interesting one.
Yes. And Mpo has said, I have over 100,000 Rand shelved in a fixed account. Hmm. I need your guests to share some tips on investing on a future program. So maybe next week's discussion will be of use to you, Mpo.
Also, they can inbox me on BFS@FNB and then we can extend the conversation with her for herself, because here we just speak generically, but then for individuals, you know, we can take the conversation offline.
Perfect.
BFS@FNB.
Perfect. And Paul, that's all for you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Eunice.
Good afternoon.